Jet Spurgeon with the rebound. Still no score in the game. In the corner, Barnes drives baseline, spins it over. Spurgeon tosses it into the corner. Three goes up, no good, tipped, and Eminence will come up with the rebound. Back to Barnes. Barnes uses the dribble, brings it off to Vincent. Vincent, skip pass into the corner. Foster for three, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back to Spurgeon in the corner. Barnes for three, and it's good. Eminence on the board first. Now they're going to extend their defense. Wynonna will get through the press, takes it to the baseline, shot put up no good. Spurgeon with another rebound. To Barnes, back to Spurgeon, off to Foster. Foster pulls up, 6 foot, rattles it home, and the foul. And the foul is going to be on Stetson Haynes. That's his first. Team foul number one. Mason Foster for the old-fashioned three. It's good. 6-0 Red Wings. Wynonna will be met right at the timeline. Mays puts the pressure on. Kicks it over to Miley. Now Drew Miley. Back to Bowden. Out top, they'll find Byrne. Byrne quickly gets pressure. He's forced to give it up. Three, top of the key by Wynonna. No good. Rebound, Weston Mays. Spurgeon in the corner. Here's another three off the rim. No good. Right through the hands of Spurgeon. Picked up by Byrne for Wynonna. In the corner, a three. Count it. Stetson Haynes. Haynes puts the Wynonna Wildcats on the scoreboard. 6-3, imminent. Foster, Mays. Mays will use the dribble, pick it up. Goes opposite corner to Barnes. Back to Foster in the corner where he came from. Skip pass across to Mays. Now Spurgeon out top. Back to Foster. Opposite corner to Vincent. Vincent will bring it out top. Reverses it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon goes baseline. Nice give. And rolling it home is Braden Vincent. 8-3. 3:50 to go in the first. Eminence with the lead. Wynonna with the basketball. Bowden out top. Bowden rolls it over to Boyles. Boyles goes high post to Haynes. Inside to Byrne. And Byrne can't get the chipper to go. Rebound's going to be controlled by Brendan Barnes. Barnes sets the offense up for the Red Wings. Back up behind the volleyball line. Goes to the left side to Spurgeon. Spurgeon pitches it over to Foster. Foster to Vincent. Back to Foster. Foster makes a move. Gets bumped. Loses it out of bounds. Checking in, Morgan Ipock for Eminence. Ipock will come in for Weston Mays. Wynonna tosses it in to Crew Bowden. Byrne catches it. Volleyball line. Byrne's going to take it in. Now dishes it and knocked away out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Barnes. Wynonna basketball on the baseline. Bowden bringing it in. Does just that to Miley. Miley takes it out top. Reverses it back to Haynes. Haynes brings it over to Boyles. At the wing to Bowden. Out top to Haynes. And it's a takeaway. Mays with the steal. He'll give it up to Barnes. Barnes back to Mays. Now out top to Ipock. Ipock to Mays. Barnes in the corner. Gives it right back to Mays. Mays goes other side to Ipock. Now baseline to Spurgeon. Spurgeon on the baseline goes up for two. 10-3. Eminence. 2:10 to go in the first. Back Bowden will bring it down the floor, being chased by Mays. In the corner, caught by Haynes. Haynes brings it out top to Voiles. Back to Bowden. Bowden's going to pull up for three, top of the key, in and out, no good. Tipped. Now it's a loose ball, gathered up by Mason Foster. Foster throws it into the corner. IPOC catches. Spurgeon back to Foster for three, and it's good. Eminence, well, they're shooting it hot. They're stroking it here in this first. 90 seconds to go in the first. 13-3. Eminence is up by 10. Winona, Conley Boyles. Channing Byrne now. Byrne is going to be picked up out top by Mason Foster. And they throw it away again. Now it's 2-on-1. Bounce pass, Spurgeon up 2-4. Winona at the other end. Byrne in the paint. One-hander goes up, no good. And it's another rebound for Spurgeon. That is 6 rebounds in the first for Jet Spurgeon. IPOC thought about a 3, but he traveled. Don't think, shoot. 15-3, 52 seconds to go in the first. A lot of basketball still yet to be played. Winona's got some runs in him. Off to a slow start right now. Channing Byrne picked up by Mason Foster out top. Gets it to Bowden. Bowden will pop out top. He's picked up by Mays. Off to the right wing to Boyles. Top the key. Byrne for three, and it rattles home. 15-6. 28 seconds to go in the first. Sullivan's into the ball game, or Sullivan, that is, into the ball game. Drives baseline, goes up. Sullivan fouled on the shot. He will shoot 2. And the foul is on Channing Byrne. That's his first. Second team foul, 21 seconds to go in the first. 15-6. And Logan Sullivan can add to that Eminence lead right here. First one in and out, no good. Big thank you to Security Bank of the Ozarks, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, and Brawley's Powderhorn. Second one is good. 16-6, Eminence. Channing Byrne goes high post. Winona kicks it to the wing. Here's another three. That one rattles home. Drew Miley. All of a sudden, that's much closer. 16-9. Uh-oh. Inside. Logan Sullivan makes them pay. Back door was left open. And on a day like this, a bunch of cold air blows in. 18-9 is your score. Eminence with the lead. We're back in 90 seconds. It's the Cabell Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabell Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Cabell Holiday Tournament.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back. 18-9. Eminence with the lead. And checking in for Eminence, Junior Robinson, wearing number 14. Brock stays down on the floor, and the back door cut. Oh, and they're going to say illegal screen. So that's Logan's first. No bucket. 1-0 on the baseline. They'll bring it in to Bowden. He'll walk it across the timeline. Out top, right side, caught by Haynes. Haynes goes into the corner to Byrne. Top of the key to Boyles. Boyles reverses it to Miley. Miley back to Bowden. Now Byrne. Byrne goes around the horn, picks it up. Bowden drives in. The one-hander's good. Nice drive by a crew. And Winona cuts it to 7. Sullivan in the corner now. IPOP gets it inside to Junior Robinson. Jump ball to call. And the possession arrow, Winona. Logan Sullivan comes out. Back in, Brendan Barnes. Winona clawing their way back into this. 18-11. 7 minutes to go in the half. Bowden out top with the basketball, guarded by Chet Spurgeon. Eminent stays man-to-man. Top of the key. Off to the left wing. Robinson with defense. Winona will reverse it. And it's a takeaway, a steal by Barnes. And now at the other end, Junior Robinson gets called for the travel. IPOP comes out. Mays checks in. Robinson checks out. And Vincent checks back in. Winona turns it over again. That's their sixth turnover. 6:37 to go in the half. 18-11. Eminence. And it's Eminence Red Wing basketball on the baseline. They'll throw it out top to Spurgeon. Spurgeon tries to zip it into the corner to Barnes, but it's knocked away by Drew Miley. Eminence basketball right in front of the line on the bench. Brendan Barnes will toss it in to Jet Spurgeon. Foster to Spurgeon. Uh-oh. Oh, blocked shot. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I thought Byrne had a clean block, but they're going to say no, and that's his second foul. At the line will be Vincent. Shooting 2. First one's no good. .6:26 on the clock in the second. Second one is good. 19-11, Eminence. Bowden for the Wildcats with the basketball, guarded by Mays. Get into the corner, now inside to Byrne. And it's a loose ball. It's a turnover is what it is by the Winona Wildcats. That's their 7th. Foster skips it across to Spurgeon in the corner. Here's a 3. That's no good. And we've got a jump ball. Possession arrow imminent. Should be Eminence basketball. Yeah, it's Eminence basketball. 19-11, 5:59 to go in the half. Eminence brings it in. Spurgeon catches off the Mays. Foster in the corner. Foster back out top to Mays. Off to Barnes. Barnes brings it back to Mays. Foster in the corner. Spurgeon. Spurgeon zips it across to Vincent. Vincent catches, holds it, brings it back out top to Mays. Mays back over to Foster at the wing. Barnes for three, short, and the rebound tipped and out of bounds. It will be wide on the basketball. Corporate sponsors, big thank you, Keller Williams and Audrey Boyle, and Country Fuels, along with Town and Country Supermarkets. Winona with the basketball. Bowden kicks it over to Haynes. Haynes behind the volleyball line. They get it back to Bowden. Eminence now, they're still playing man-to-man. They're sagging a little bit out top. Burns setting up at the free throw line. They get it to him. He's working one-on-one with Foster. Backs Foster up to the basket. Turn around, hits the jumper. Nice shot by Channing Burns. He's got five, and it's a six-point ball game. Two-possession game, 19-13, 4:40 to go in the half. Mays. Vincent. Vincent catches. Now he'll use the dribble to bring it back out top. Give it up to Spurgeon. Spurgeon skips it across to Foster. Foster to Vincent. Vincent has it knocked away but gathers it back up. Gets it to Foster. Foster over to Mays. Mays on the baseline. Gets it to Barnes. Barnes out top to Spurgeon. Spurgeon splits two defenders. Throws one up and in. 6 points for Jet Spurgeon. Burn now catches it, pushes it down the floor, kicks it to the wing, three put up, and no good. Rebound, Winona, put back by Drew Miley. 21-15, Eminence. Mays catches left wing, brings it back out top. Spurgeon back to Mays, off to Vincent. Vincent goes inside to Foster. Foster spin move, goes up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's going to be taken by Winona. Miley comes up with it. Off to Burn. Burn. Charge. Ooh, and that's three on Burn. I don't know if that was a charge, but that is three, and that could be trouble for Winona. Bryson Mays is on the bench. Also, Polanio. Eminence takes it down low. Barnes gets two. Winona needs a timeout. 23-15, Eminence, 3:19 to go. We'll take a break, come right back. It's the Cabell Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Welcome back, 23-15, Eminence. We've got 3:19 to go in the first half. But the storyline right now is Channing Burn, Winona's leading scorer, has got three fouls, and he's still on the floor. Look for Eminence attacking. Bowden will bring it down the floor, guarded by Mays. Picks it up behind the volleyball line. They get it to Burn. And you've got Barnes guarding Channing Burn. High post to Haynes. Haynes hands it back to Burn. Burn gets it to Bowden for three. That's off the rim, no good. Ipock with the rebound. Long pass to Spurgeon. He rolls it over to Barnes. Barnes goes front of the rim for two more. 7 points for Barnes. 25-15 imminent. Barnes got to try and get through this first half with and not pick up that fourth foul. Burn out top. Looking for a lane. Gives it up to Miley. Back to Burn. Miley catches again. Finds Burn. Burn reverses it. Spins in the paint. Loses it. And it's picked up by Foster. 2 minutes to go in the half. Spurgeon. Barnes. Back to Spurgeon. See if Edmonds tries to isolate him. Well, they've got Foster on him right now. Skip pass. Mays going to shoot the three. That's up. No good. Rebound taken by Miley. And I think you can tell if you could hear the shout. Casey Yardley. Coach Yardley wanted the ball inside to Foster because Foster was matched up with Byrne and didn't happen. Makes the coach a little unhappy. 96 seconds to go. We'll keep it here during timeout. Our next game, well, it'll be right after this one, and it ought to be a dandy one. Licking and Salem. Frisco League versus the FDA. Battle of 32 Highway at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. That's coming up at 3 p.m. Salem is my dark horse. They got good size. They've got some players. So that should be a good one. That's coming up next. Winona, after the timeout, they'll bring it in. Bowden gets it to Miley. Miley peeks inside towards Byrne. Brings it outside. Here's a three. That's off the mark. No good. Another rebound for Jet Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Foster. Foster kicks it out to Barnes. Barnes, the one-hander. Good. Brendan Barnes with nine points. Wine on the basketball. Tipped. Miley uses the dribble. Gets it to Bowden. Bowden flips it over to Royals. Back out top. Miley off to Bowden. Bowden top of the key. In the corner. Caught by Voiles, and Voiles turns it over. 10 turnovers for the Winona Wildcats. 27-15. Foster, Ipock catches in the corner. Ipock uses the dribble, brings it back out. Edmonds going to spread it out a little bit with 20 seconds to go in the half. They lead 27-15. The winner of this game gets Mammoth Springs tomorrow, 2 o'clock. And dead ball whistle here, something on the floor. Gum. Somebody lost their gum. Checking in, Logan Sullivan. Logan Sullivan comes in for Weston Mays. Foster will inbound and pitches it to Spurgeon. 8 seconds to go. Gets it to Foster in the corner. 2 seconds. Gonna have to shoot it, and they do. No good. So, at the half, Eminence 27, Winona 15. Winona scores 9 in the first, 6 in the second. Eminence scores 18 in the first, 9 in the second. Turnovers, 4 for Eminence. I've got Winona with 12 turnovers in the first half. Scoring-wise, for Winona, Crew Bowden with 2. Channing Byrne has 5. Stetson Haynes with 3. And Drew Miley with 5. On the other side, for Eminence, Mason Foster was 6. Chet Spurgeon was 6. But he's got 10 rebounds in the first half. Brendan Barnes, 9 points. Braden Vincent with 3 points. And Logan Sullivan has 3 points for the Eminence Red Wings. Eminence turned it over 4 times in the first half. And again, 12 turnovers in the first half for the Winona Wildcats. Winona did not make it to the free throw line in the first half. Eminence made 1, 2, 3 trips, and they are 3 of 5 from the line. At the half, though, Eminence with the lead, 27-15. And we'll be back in 8 minutes with the second half. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox. Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Well, sunny skies are about this afternoon. Big Jim in the Weather Center as we continue on today. Temperatures will top out at 33 degrees this afternoon. Wind gusts still up to 28 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, a low 15. Then tomorrow, sunny skies, a high going to be at 41. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies with a low 25. For the latest in local news, sports, and weather anytime, remember, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. That's your weather update.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump hosting a bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida today. These two working on a U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza has been facing some challenges as they move into the second phase that involves rebuilding Gaza under international supervision. President Trump explaining he wants to see progress in permanently ending this war between Israel and Hamas.
As quickly as we can, but there has to be a disarmament, you know, that we have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly, but there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly.
A powerful winter storm moving northeast. Snow, ice, rain, strong winds all in the mix. The National Weather Service says blizzard conditions and treacherous travel for areas of snow and wind across the upper Midwest. 2 feet of snow falling at least one place in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th.
Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the holiday tournaments resume, and in the blue and gold, the West Plains Zizzers are having a heck of a run in the tournament. They've made it to the semifinal game, and they'll be taking on Hartville at 6:30. The game layer on Hot Country KDY 102.5. Also tonight, Mountain Grove will take on Clever at 8:30. The Cabool Holiday Tournament, it's rolling again today. And you got Bunker taking on Norwood in the semifinals at 6 p.m. And then Liberty plays Mansfield at 7:30 in the semifinals. Game will air on the Fox 96.9. The Missouri Tigers fell to Virginia in the Gator Bowl 13-7. and the G&W Foods OPO Memorial Golf Tournament is going to be held on Thursday, January 1st. 11 a.m. is the tee time at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course. The format, two-person, nine-hole scramble, $50 per team. Sign-up sheet in the pro shop or call 417-469-1214. The MSU Grizzlies, they're on a holiday break, but they return to the hardwood on Wednesday, January 7th, when the Grizzlies host Link Prep at the West Plains Civic Center. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m., and you can catch all of it on KDY 102.5, your home of MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Be sure to check our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com, for more sports and updates from all the tournaments that's going on, the pink and white, the blue and gold, and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
And welcome back. As we get ready to start the second half, Winona get the basketball. Winona toss it into Bowden. Bowden works the right side, gets it to Miley. Miley to Burn. Burn inside. One-hander goes up, won't fall. Rebound taken by Mason Foster. Foster will bring it down the floor. Starts it with Mays. Off to Spurgeon. hands it off to Barnes, back to Mays. Inside, knocked away out of bounds by Byrne, and it will stay with the Eminence Red Wings. On the baseline, Red Wing basketball. Vincent throws it out top to Spurgeon. Gets it to Barnes. Barnes will back it up. Skips it over to Vincent at the right wing. Vincent gives it up to Spurgeon. High post. Now off to Mays at the wing. Back to Spurgeon out top. 2-3 matchup zone by Winona. Here's Barnes with the pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound taken by Miley for the Wildcats. Miley to Bowden. Bowden across the timeline. Out top behind the volleyball line. Guarded by Mays. He'll give it up to Voiles. Voiles finds Haynes. Back on the other side to Miley. Miley back out top. Opposite corner caught by Bowden. Inside Burns, and he's fouled. It's Mason Foster. That's his first. 6:44. The clock has stopped as we were inbound on the baseline. Wide on the basketball. 27-15. In the corner. Caught by Bowden. Bowden's going to use the dribble. Taking Mays to the rim. Goes up. No good. And it'll be an Eminence Red Wing rebound. Mays to Spurgeon. Foster back to Spurgeon. Off to Mays. Now Barnes. Barnes on the baseline. Back to Mays. Spurgeon. Opposite side. Foster looks to go baseline. Loses it. Out of bounds. Last touched by Winona. Winona has not substituted at all. Five players have played all 5 minutes. And the officials reversed the call, and it will be Winona basketball. So that means that's an imminent turnover. Bowden guarded by Mays. Screen set by Byrne. Mays drives. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. Miley shot up. No good. Picked up by Byrne. Byrne gets the bucket and the foul. Chance for an old-fashioned three. That may be on IPOC. Let's see. No, it's going to be on Mays. His first. Team foul number two. And the old-fashioned three won't cash in. Vincent gets the rebound. High post, Foster. Mays catches at the wing. Barnes inside. Foster, two. That was a good entry pass. Byrne catches the inbound. He's going to push it. Now kicks it to the wing to Haynes. Haynes takes it inside. Pulls up, shoots, no good. Foster gets the rebound for the Red Wings. Gets it to Vincent. Vincent back to Foster for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by Haynes. Off to Byrne. Byrne out top. Finds Miley. Miley in the corner to Voiles. Out top to Bowden. Opposite corner to the wing. Haynes for three. Up, no good. And rebound imminent. Spurgeon comes up with it. Barnes back to Spurgeon. At the elbow. Tossed it to the corner. Vincent for three. He hits the rim. No good. He gets his own rebound. Drives up. Shoots. Can't get it to fall. Byrne with the rebound. And Byrne looks to attack. Loses it out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Winona. Morgan Ipock checks in for the Red Wings for Brayden Vincent. Bowden will trigger it in for the Wildcats on their own baseline. Brings it out top to Voiles. Voiles over to Miley. Miley's going to drive in. Foul before the shot. That's going to be on Spurgeon. And that's Jet Spurgeon's first personal foul. Winona will stack it on the inbound play. Bowden tosses it to Miley. Miley to Byrne. Outside. Here's a three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Jet Spurgeon. Off to Barnes. Barnes back to Spurgeon. Sullivan catches. He'll skip it over. They get it inside to Foster. Foster back to Barnes. He'll shoot the three and nails it. 12 points for Barnes. 32-17. Eminence. Byrne with the basketball. At the free throw line. Picks the dribble up. Rolls it over to Boyles. Boyles tosses into the corner. Here's a three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound. Eminence. Foster to Spurgeon. Spurgeon feeds it to Foster. Foster goes up. He's fouled and will shoot two. And the foul is on Stetson Haynes. That's his second. Mason Foster shooting two. First one is good. Second free throw is on the way. It's up. And it spins out. No good. Rebound taken by Haynes for the Winona Wildcats. Haynes gets it to Byrne. Byrne backs up behind the volleyball line with 3:08 to go in the third. Back off on the right side to Haynes. Three, top of the key. Count it for Drew Bowden. He's got 5 points now in the game. 33-20. Eminence. IPOC. Spurgeon. Spurgeon. Gets it over to Barnes. Barnes brings it out top. Sullivan. IPOC. And Eminence will reset. Spurgeon on the right side. Goes to the corner to Barnes. Inside to Foster for two. 11 points for Mason Foster. 35-20. Byrne drives to the low block. Throws it out. Miley with the three. That's no good. Barnes with the rebound. Long pass to IPOC. Off to Foster. Foster hits the three. 14 points for Foster. 38-20. Red Wings. Byrne floats it inside to Haynes. Haynes gets it to kiss off the glass, in for two. Rolls his ankle. Pauliano will check into the ball game. Where's number 32? AJ. Haynes goes straight to the locker room. Sullivan. Spurgeon. Now IPOC. Off to Barnes. Barnes gives it back to IPOC. High post. Sullivan. Spurgeon. Foster. Foster skips it across to IPOC. IPOC, top of the key. Sullivan for three. Hits the rim. No good. Byrne with the rebound. Byrne at the wing, squares up for a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Miley. Miley is stripped to the basketball. Jump ball, possession arrow, imminent. 59 seconds to go in the third. 38-22 Eminence. And Junior Robinson checks into the ball game for the Red Wings. Eminence has played 9. Winona has played 5. Well, 6 now with the injury. Spurgeon's going to shoot a 3. Front of the rim, no good. Barnes with the rebound and putback. 14 points for Barnes. 40-22. Eminence is up by 18. Burns drives, shoots. He's fouled. Foul will be against Mason Foster. Channing Byrne goes to the line to shoot 2. 7 points for Byrne. Team foul number 4, 31 seconds to go. First one's no good. Second one is up, and that's no good. Rebound, Mason Foster. Foster to Spurgeon, Spurgeon to Ipoh, back to Spurgeon, high post Foster, Foster throws it away. At the other end, oh, a missed layup by Byrne. Robinson brings it down the floor, gets it to Barnes, Barnes finds Spurgeon. Back out top, here's a 3, up no good at the buzzer, and that's how the third comes to a close. Eminence, 40. Winona, 22. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
And welcome back as we head to the fourth. 40-22, Eminence. Eminence has led the entire game to this point. And it will be Winona basketball to start the fourth. They toss it into Miley. And it's good to see back out on the floor is Haynes, so Byrne, Bowden for 3. Count it. Well, they add up quick. You need a bunch of them, though. You need some stops and some more of those. 40-25. Mays to Barnes. Back out top to Mays. Eye post, eye pop, off to Spurgeon. Spurgeon brings it back out top. IPOC for 3. It's no good. And there's the stop you need if you're Winona. Byrne brings it down the floor. Now you need a good possession. You have to have a 3. You just need a bucket right here. Winona trying to isolate. Bowden pulls up from the elbow. That's short. Byrne gets the rebound. Byrne in the corner. Working against Foster. Inside, underneath, and Winona turns it over. Mays to Ipoh. Back to Mays for 3. Good. That's Weston's first bucket of the game. 43-25. Eminence, 6:30 to go in regulation. Byrne hands it off to Bowden. Bowden works it to Miley. Miley out top to Byrne. Back to Bowden. Inside. Nice play. Great pass to Drew Miley inside from Bowden. Eminence at the other end. Ivoff. To Mays. Out top Spurgeon. Off to Barnes. Inside to Foster. Foster goes up. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound and put back. And a timeout called by Winona. 5:57 to go in regulation, 45-27. Eminence, we're back in 30. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
.557 to go in regulation. 45-27, Eminence. Winona will bring it in on the far baseline. Miley to Byrne. Byrne guarded by Foster. Back to Miley. Byrne catches again at the wing. Finds Bowden to Miley, baseline, gives it a up shot, up and in. Stetson Haynes. He's got 7 points in the game. 45-29. Foster for three, that's up, no good. And they're going to call jump ball. Possession arrow imminent. Sullivan's checking in for IPOC. Eminence on their own baseline, bringing it in. Mays catches. Gives it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon's going baseline. The floater won't fall. And Byrne gets the rebound. Byrne looks to take Sullivan to the rim. He does. Shots up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back. Won't fall. And it's Barnes coming up with the rebound. Barnes for Eminence. Gets it to Mays. Mays to Sullivan. Sullivan goes up and in. 5 points for Sullivan now. 47-29. Back to 18-point lead. Here's a three. It's up. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Winona. Nice rebound by Drew Miley. He's fouled. Two shots for Drew Miley. Second foul on Weston Mays. First free throw is good. Two Big Springs Conference teams here. Second free throw is good. 47-31. Eminence. Jet Spurgeon to Mays. Sullivan back to Mays. Over to Spurgeon. Into Barnes. Now inside to Foster. Goes up. Can't get it to fall. Follows his shot. Gets an easy putback. If you follow your shot, man, you get so many easy putbacks. You see so many high school kids now. They don't follow their shot. They're just convinced it's going to go in, but you got to follow your shot. Winona gets it to Byrne. Byrne shooting a three up and no good. Sullivan with the rebound. Oh, official thought Sullivan was bleeding, stopped it, but it wasn't. Logan smashes drool, that's all. 49-31, 3:50 to go. Eminence with the lead and the basketball. Jet Spurgeon cheats over to the right side, pass it to the left to Sullivan. Emmett's going to spread the floor out a little bit. No, they get it inside. Foster's easy, too. Foster's went to work in the second half. 14 points in the second half for Mason Foster. Just a freshman. 3:17, 20-point lead for Eminence. On the baseline to Haynes. Haynes out top to Burns. Burns spins at the free throw line. Lean shoots, scores, and he's fouled. And the foul is on Mason Foster. That's his third. 3:04 to go. 51-33. The old-fashioned three does not cash in for Channing Byrne. Eminent takes it the other direction. Ipock catches at the wing, brings it back out top to Spurgeon. High post, Foster. Foster gets it to Vincent. Vincent shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Eminent, it's way too easy for Eminence to get it inside on Winona. Eminence has just punished Winona inside in this game. Old-fashioned three is good. Braden Vincent was 6 points, had three in the first half. He's got three here in the second, 54-33. 2:40 to go in regulation. Eminence in the driver's seat. Bowden for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jet Spurgeon, and that is Jet's 16th rebound. He's got 6 points, 16 rebounds. I thought he was going to have a double-double for sure, but Foster kicks it out top. Spurgeon catches at the wing, gets it to Ipop. Ipop tries to get it to Foster, batted away out of bounds. Boyles and Haynes checks back in for Winona. And Byrne and Bowden check out. Ipock feeds it inside to Sullivan. Sullivan goes up, can't get it to fall, out of bounds. Last touched by Eminence. 2:02 to go. Coming up next, it's Licking and Salem. Battle of 32 Highway. Winona crosses the timeline. Drew Miley over to Bryson Mays. Mays gives it up to Haynes. Catching is Boyles. Back in the corner, inside, out of bounds. Last touched by Sullivan. 1:41 to go. Checking in, Joseph Robinson. And Jack McClure. Shot put up. And foul will be on Junior Robinson, shooting two, Stetson Haynes. And he makes them both. Jack McClure into the ballgame. Well, the Red Wings, Sullivan out top with 80 seconds to go, 54-36. and to travel on the Red Wings. Eminence has done a really good job. They've turned it over 7 times in the game. Winona has turned it over 16 times. Much better, though, here in the second half than the first half. Knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Winona. Sullivan got a piece of it. Drew Miley inbounding for the Wildcats. Caught out top by Voiles. Knocked away out of bounds by Junior Robinson. Winona will kick it in again. Conley Voiles to Haynes. Under a minute to go. Eminence has got a date with Mammoth Springs, Arkansas, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you on the Fox 96.9. Inside, drive, shot, and the foul. Conley Voiles gets the bucket. And the contact. Foul is on Mays. That's his third. Chance for an old-fashioned three for Conley Voiles. Again, coming up next, Licking and Salem. Old-fashioned three won't fall. Junior Robinson gets the rebound for the Red Wings. He'll give it up to Mays. In the corner. Eminence going to spread it out a little bit. Winona stayed in that 2-3 zone. Eminence has had no problem attacking it, getting it inside. Now they're pulling it out. That's Winona's going to have to come out and get them. 20 seconds to go. That's pretty much going to be the ball game. 54-38. Eminence. Eminence gets the win. And again, they advance to play on day 4 of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Going through the scoring for Winona. Crew Bowden, 8 points, 9 points for Channing Burton, 9 points for Stetson Haynes, Boyles with 2 points, and Drew Miley had 9. Mason Foster, 11, 12, 13, 14. 20 points for the Eminence Red Wings. Jet Spurgeon, 6 points, but he had 16 rebounds. Weston Mays, 3 points. 14 for Brendan Barnes. Braden Vincent, 6 points. Logan Sullivan, 5 points. 54-38. Eminence with the win. They play Mammoth Spring tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Coming up, our next game, and Harlan Hutchison will have that play-by-play, Licking and Salem. It's coming up in about 15 minutes right here on the Fox 96.9.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.